From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hi, this is Norma Gonzalez, sports reporter with the Arizona Daily Star. And today, Tamara T. Statman joins me.
Tamara.
Okay, sorry. So you go by T.
Yeah.
How long have you been going by T? Is that just like a college thing or?
It's probably since I was like 10.
Okay. And you just do not like Tamara or?
Well, exhibit A. Most people pronounce it wrong, so.
My bad.
Most people pronounce it wrong, and it's kind of just become what most people call me. And I've had high school teachers who called me it, so it kind of just kind of carried on throughout school and like daily life, and then obviously softball.
Do you have any other nicknames?
T-Statty. I don't know. Basically any short variation of my name, I hear it all.
So I can visibly see a very, very, very dark bruise underneath your right eye.
Do you not like my new eyeshadow?
Oh, palette? It's a great look for you. I just didn't realize you were into the new eyeshadow palette. what really happened? Obviously, like, I wasn't there. It was an away series, and just something about a pitch just sort of caught you?
Yeah, so we were playing Utah this weekend on Friday, and it was a 3-2 count. And, you know, you're really expecting something around the plate, and she throws it, and pretty much you realize, oh no, that's coming at my face. And I turned just enough for it to hit the side of my helmet and kind of push up, so it really hit my, like, the end of my eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, like, skated away with, like, no concussion, no broken bones, like, which is awesome.
Yeah. Did they say how long you'll have the trainer for?
It depends on the person, so.
It's a look, though.
It's a look. Yeah, my eyes aren't swollen shut anymore, so that's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I guess, is that one of the gnarliest things you've gone through in your softball career?
Pretty much. I've been very, very lucky, and yeah, I gotta put a cage back on my helmet for right now, and I haven't had one of those in like 3 years. I put it on I took off the cage my sophomore year, and I put it on today, and I put on the helmet, and I'm like, wow, this helmet's so heavy.
I bet.
And it does make a difference. There's a lot of like visibility that comes into it, so now I just have to get used to having the cage back on.
Are you going
to
have it for the remainder of the season or just while it heals?
Probably, yeah. It's kind of whatever you're comfortable with at the end of the day, and if you leave it on there, you're like, oh, well, it's already on there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of effort to put on, take off.
Okay, so from what I already know about you, and we talked last year too, you're involved in so many different things. So how did your love of softball kind of come about?
Well, I think the love of softball came first before the love of other things. And softball, obviously, as a sport, it's something that you get put in as a kid, and then you go through it, and it helps when you're progressing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went up through the ranks, you just keep playing, and you do it because you love it, and you want to see like what you can do in the sport. So I'd say that softball was one of the first loves when it comes to sports, and then obviously as you get older, you're exposed to more things.
Yeah.
Naturally, your parents can only expose you to so much, but sometimes the world will come out and get you. So for me, I was able to really explore all the things that I'm interested in.
Tell listeners what are some of the things that you're into.
Yeah, so I have my own radio show on Camp Radio on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. And put in the plug-in. It's called Tea Time, and I've done it for 4 years. And it's been really, really cool experience to be able to be a part of that. I'm also really involved in the community with the Tucson Swing Dance Club. I'm the publicity director, which is cool. I've been able to meet people like outside of the U of A, which is really great. So being able to hear people's stories that aren't college students, like people that work for Raytheon, or people, one of the girls, she like hosts a paint night.
Nice.
And she does those paint night things.
Yeah.
You meet very, very interesting people that have all different kinds of stories and experiences that you would not be able to get elsewhere, I guess, on the university like community.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat.
It seems like you're getting the best out of your, like, university athletic life and your just normal student life.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I like to mention, especially to the younger kids, the younger girls here, is that if you care about something enough, you'll make time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to feel like, oh, I have to do this mm-hmm. kind of thing.
It's like, I want to go do that.
Yeah, you're like, I want to go do that. Like, what are you giving up? An extra hour or two of watching your favorite TV show? Like,
yeah.
Really? That's what you're really giving up?
Do you even have time for TV? I feel like you're so busy.
I do watch TV. I'm on season 5 or 6 of Royal Pains right now. On Netflix, I believe. Yeah. No, so there's still time to always sit mm-hmm. and chill. But, like, you get those weekly iPhone screen reports. Like, you're on your phone for so much. Like, you waste so much time on your phone.
Yeah.
You can really spend that time doing other things that are probably more productive, because I'm guilty of that.
I like to tell myself that I'm on my phone so much because of work.
Yeah. But it's like, we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just trying to take that time and replace it with something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. So, you're also an Arizona native. You're from the Scottsdale area, right?
Yeah, so I was born in San Diego, and then we moved to Phoenix. Yeah, so we moved to Phoenix when I was about 7. So, don't remember much of California, but I like to say that Arizona is probably the greatest state in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. We have the cold up north and the hot here, and it's a dry heat, so it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably one of the best states to really live in.
Yeah. I was going to say, as a non-Arizona native, I hear a lot of comparisons between, like, Phoenix and Tucson, and people are like, oh, I hate Tucson, I love Phoenix, or I love Tucson and I hate Phoenix. What are your thoughts on both of the big cities?
So, it's funny, because people don't think of Tucson as, like, a large metropolitan city, and mm-hmm. it really is. There's over a million people here. Phoenix, on the other hand, is kind of what Tucson is what Phoenix used to be. So Phoenix used to be, like, really kind of more small, like, homey.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken it and grown.
Yeah.
And Tucson's kind of, they sprawled out, like, to the suburbs, but not as much, like, city-wise.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, like, Tucson's, like, for here, it's a great, great college town.
Mm-hmm.
They provide awesome opportunities for employment when it comes to what Raytheon does and what the university does, and we have great industry here.
Yeah.
It's just what you want. Like, if you're going to Scottsdale, obviously, like, if you want to live there, it's, like, probably you're not going to find what you're looking for here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just what you're looking for.
So you don't have a preference, is what you're saying.
I love Phoenix. I'm from there. But Tucson's it's a great place to spend at least a little bit of time, I mm-hmm. think.
Yeah. So this is your senior year. Are there anything still left on, like, your list or anything that you want to accomplish before your collegiate career's over?
Well, the obvious is a Women's College World Series mm-hmm. championship. Like, getting the national title is obviously always going to be on the bucket list. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just coming out here, going out strong with a bang, because the journey, for me, I'm lucky and I'll be able to go on a little bit, but mm-hmm. for a lot of girls, the journey stops here.
Yeah.
And just giving my teammates the opportunities to, like, move forward in the season is
mm-hmm.
what we're really trying to do.
And, personally, how have you enjoyed your time at Arizona?
Oh, it's been amazing. Softball is a huge part of my life, mm-hmm. and I was able to see Rita Hildebrand Memorial Stadium grow.
Yeah.
That was fantastic, and look how beautiful she is. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And just being able to play for one of the best coaches in the country, who doesn't just teach you about softball,
yeah.
he teaches you about real life lessons, and that's pretty much what it's all about, because, like, softball's really nice, but what we really take away from here is the memories and the lessons that it's taught us.
Mm-hmm. Now you have, like, a visible memory on your face as well.
Yeah. I was actually supposed to have seen your pictures yesterday, and I texted him, and I was like, yeah, I don't think those are going to be happening.
Senior pictures for the team, or?
Senior pictures, like, for my own personal graduation.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So, yeah, at least a week or so.
Yeah.
Once you can get, like, the makeup to actually, like, I don't know.
My new eye palette. You know, I can do purple on both sides.
You could. You could. Are you into eye palettes? Are you into makeup?
I like that stuff. It, I was like, I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about, like, things that I buy or whatever. I'm like, I'm not very good at it, but I'm very interested in mm-hmm. it. A lot of times when I do highlight, I have, like, a stick highlight, and I'll draw lines on my face, and my teammates are like, no.
You have to blend it. Yeah. You have to blend it. And then do, like, the orbital rim, like, yeah. around the
oh,
eye.
I don't do that. Maybe I'll start doing
it. You can, like, bring it up a little bit, like, if it's going to connect to your eyebrow.
Maybe we should start that.
Maybe that's... Because I know you're into videos as well.
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple of them, like, on Twitter. But maybe you should do, like, a makeup type of...
Makeup. Yeah, no, we did a hair one. We filmed a hair one when we were at Utah. And we did Taylor's hair. And she did just a simple braid. And
yeah.
High ponytail. I was finished. It's pretty much done being edited, but it's just funny because we're just doing her hair and she's talking about it. I was like, okay, Taylor, how do you straighten your hair? Like the most obvious, like, okay, well, you take the straightener and you put it down, like, obviously, but stuff like that.
People have different methods. She just seems to go right to the basic way of straightening hair, yeah. I guess. No harm, no foul. Do you still want to be president of the world one day?
President of the world?
Or president of the world. President
That's
of the United States. I don't know what's wrong with me. Today's
it's just
a day.
You know, politics is funny because of how much there's so much involved
mm-hmm.
that goes into it. And because I'm involved in local politics here on a committee. So it's not nothing, like, yeah. crazy or anything. I sit in the meetings very quietly because these people have been in this committee for, like, years. Or it's a commission. People have been in this commission for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years. And there's so much that goes into it with open meeting laws and all that. And it's a lot to navigate.
Yeah.
But for me, it's being able to make positive impacts on people's lives. And, yes, 50% of the people are going to hate you.
Yeah.
50% of the people are going to like you. But it's all about... doing the things that are right, that might not necessarily make people happy,
yeah,
but the things that are right.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like listeners to know about you?
No, you guys can follow me on Instagram at The Only Real Tea. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for supporting Arizona softball. We really, really appreciate it.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, that's so fun.
All right. Well, thanks for sitting down and talking to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.
Hi, Wildcaster fans. Come check out The Point Being, the Arizona Daily Star's opinion page podcast. We talk about current events, what's going on in the world, the letters page, and more. So check us out at thepointbeingpodcast.com.